Buenos días, bienvenido a Embracing Vulnerability. Today is another Wise Women Wednesday, February 28th, 2024. If you have been with me up to this point, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I cannot believe that I've been recording for 6 months. It's wild how fast time passes and how comfortable I feel now recording, because at the beginning it was very nerve-wracking and I was very nitpicky about many things, and now I've learned to just tell you thank you for your patience, because I know I don't have the best quality audio. Right now I'm working with a basic microphone and basic headset using my MacBook. That's what I'm using. That's what I know how to use for now. I'm my own team. I run all social medias by myself. I have a TikTok account, X account, which used to be Twitter. I'm not used to calling it X. It sounds so weird, you know. Most of my millennial knows that X account as Twitter. So I have a TikTok, an X Twitter account, and the Instagram that are all linked to this Podbean account, right? So today I would like to start with the card from 101 Blessings to Brighten Your Day and Uplift Your Souls. Promises from God for women. Today's card says, may God send his love like sunshine in his warm and gentle way to fill each corner of your heart, each moment of the day. All things are possible with God. Mark 10:27. I would like to improve the way that I speak to my sister. This episode is all about her. I have a loving relationship with my sister. I raised her for some parts of her life. I am very proud of the skills that I have taught her. We fight about once a year. We have disagreements all the time. When I say we fight, I don't mean physically. When we fight, that means we enforce boundaries by giving each other space. The most we've gone without talking is 90 days. And to some people that may be a long time, and to some that might be a short time. I need to find a way of speaking to her where she does not feel ashamed or less than. When she makes decisions that I do not agree with, or when she makes decisions that do not benefit her, sometimes I will say something immediately, or sometimes I will wait before I say something. Not gonna make excuses and say it's the New Yorker in me, or it's the Dominican in me, or it's the mother in me that makes me speak to her in a certain tone or a certain way. The truth is, I need to improve how I communicate with her when I want her to take accountability. Instead of saying, that's dumb, I should say, help me understand X, Y, and Z. Mind you, I have been working and I am working on my mental health, but sometimes when I should use the tools I've learned so far, I don't use them. So I've been researching and studying communication, right? And I don't want to sound like I'm condescending when I'm speaking to people. I don't want them to feel bad about themselves as a person. And because we have very different lives, my sister and I, sometimes she compares her life to mine. And I tell her all the time that she should not do that, because we're different human beings and we have to live different things. The path that I may be on may not be the path that the universe necessarily will put her on. So that's why I don't believe when society is doing this whole everyone at 20 years old should be at a certain stage in life, everyone at 30 years old should be doing certain things in life. I don't believe in that number system. I believe in, I will get there when I get there, because I don't want to land in a situation where I'm not prepared to deal with what comes with that stage. Every stage in your life comes with different challenges. And that's what I believe, right? I prefer to believe that if I don't get something right now, like what I said about my dream deferred, if I don't obtain something right now, yes, it makes me sad. Yes, it makes me feel like, what can I do differently to get this? But I also am aware that because I am sad and I'm giving myself the space and I'm holding my emotions in the space that they want to be held in, I also remember that I have to give myself grace and show myself mercy. I have to revisit my mind. I have to look inside of me and ask myself, am I ready for this? Did I study for this? And when I say I study, I don't mean going to college. I mean, do I have the resources in order to embark in this journey? Because every journey needs different things, right? You might need to probably, if you're embarking on a new job, right? And your attire at home is all just homewear or casual wear, and the job you're applying for, you need to have formal wear or office wear, however the word is, right? To prepare yourself, what you're gonna need to do, you're gonna need to go to the store, any store, right? Whatever stores are accessible to you, and you're gonna need to go buy the pants or the skirt or the dress, the shoes, the socks, the slacks, whatever it is that you need to look presentable for that job, right? You're gonna need to buy that, right? And you won't be able to buy one outfit. You might, depending if your money is tight, just buy one outfit. But you are aware that you're going to have to buy multiple outfits so you can alternate throughout the job. If it's an office job or whatever kind of job needs you to dress a certain way, right? Same for school. If you want to start school, I'm going to say college, for example, there are documents that you need in order to apply. You need your birth certificate. They need to know your income. They need to see if you qualify for financial aid. All of those steps you need to do before you start your first day of class. And then when you are approved to do all the paperwork and everything's in order, right? Then you have to go pick your classes. And you pick your classes according to your schedule and according to the school schedule, because sometimes the school might not have night classes. Let's say you work in the daytime and you're looking to have classes in the afternoon or the nighttime. If they don't have night classes or afternoon classes, you might have to make a decision on whether that school is a fit for you right now in your schedule, right? All of those things are variable. All of those things might come up whenever you are going to embark on a journey. So that's what I tell myself. I have to put this dream on pause because I don't have X, Y, and Z. Anything that you need to do in life has protocols in place in order for you to obtain those things. And that's just how it is, right? Today, I would like to talk about, I picked this trending topic, and it's a guy called Michael from TikTok. He is a library guy from Solano County Library, and it's in California. He's resigning March 1st, 2024. He's been working at that library for 10 plus years, and he decided to quit that job to work on his mental health. First of all, I'm very proud of Michael for doing that, because I know how hard it is for most people around the world to not be able to quit their job to work on their mental health. That is a very hard decision. Some people might look at it as, oh, you're weak, or you're this or you're that, because why would you quit making money over your mental health? You don't know what anyone is going through to be having an opinion about anything. People think that because you're online and you're vulnerable and you're sharing your lifestyle or you're sharing things to help people improve their life, they think that you, everything around you is perfect, and that's not the case. So we need to make sure we practice being kind, because we don't know what anyone is going through. There's people that always comment negatively in all parts of social media. It doesn't matter where you put your content, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, anywhere that you are, YouTube, people will find a way to leave mean comments, because why? They're deflecting. They're seeing something in you that they want, that they can't get, so they take things out on you, and it's not your fault. It costs nothing to be nice in general. What is the need to spread negativity in real life and online? So I am glad that Michael is taking a break to work on his mental health. And from what I see in his content, he's a wonderful guy. And he's promoting people to go to the library and read books and get educated. That most libraries have many resources that you have never even heard of because you have never taken the time to go to the library. I will tell you this, growing up when I didn't have internet, yes, there was a time where internet was not a thing, or not having a phone was not a thing. I didn't have a phone, I didn't have internet, and I didn't have a computer, so I used to have to rely on going to the library. I have had great experiences in the library. I used to go to the library to go read books. I used to go to the library to get online, to chat with friends. I used to go to the library to look for resources for projects. I used to go to the library if I needed to wait for someone that we were going to hang out, but it was cold outside, or it was hot outside, or it was raining. To protect me from the weather, I would go inside the library to kill time, because it was always cozy in there. The temperature was always great in there. If it was summertime, the AC was cranked up. It felt great in the library. If it was wintertime, the heater was on. You didn't feel cold in the library. And I remember that I used to live very close to a library when I was about 10 years old. The library was right behind my house. All I had to do was walk to the library. I didn't need to use any kind of transportation. And the library was huge. And I remember a time where that library didn't exist. That library was new. So I've been there since that library was built. And then time passed by and I moved from that apartment. But that was always the first library that I had been to and that I felt comfortable in being in. None of the employees ever made me feel unwelcome. They never made me feel like they're just working there for the money. Anytime I had a question, anytime I needed help, they were very kind. So that's what I get from Michael, right? Michael the library guy, that's what we call him on TikTok. Michael the library guy has shown all of us how kind he is and how he tries to help people from all walks of life. It's incredible that people just don't understand that because you're online, that you are perfect all around, that everything in your life is pink and shiny and beautiful, and you don't have no problems whatsoever. We need to stop thinking that people online are not humans, because at the end of the day, I feel like some people forget that they're flesh and bones just like me. People forget and they think, oh, that person has 10 million followers and they're making 80k a year. First of all, you don't know how much they're making. Stop assuming. Because, for example, TikTok takes a lot of the content creator's money. They take 50% of whatever they make. You know what 50% is? That's a lot of money. So if you're out here thinking people are living a lavish life because of TikTok, you're wrong. And that's why most of those content creators have to put their content in multiple platforms so that they can make a profit out of it. Because if they only have content on TikTok, guess what? TikTok takes 50% of it. If you think I'm lying, go look for videos to prove. A lot of these content creators will show you the numbers. They will show you, look, this content, this video that I uploaded only made 100k views, right? It has 10,000 likes. It's 100k views, but 10,000 likes. It's a lot that goes into this thing. And your videos have to land on the For You page time after time, again and again, in order for you to get those kind of views. If you look deep into anyone's content, that's why the numbers fluctuate. You will see a video that a content creator uploads that will get 1 million views, and the video right next to it has 9,000 views. Why is that? TikTok is not making it in a way that people become millionaires over TikTok. They're not doing that. The algorithm in TikTok is very difficult to manage. It's very challenging. So kudos to anyone who's on TikTok trying to make something of themselves, because it's not easy. It's not as easy as people make it sound. It's really not. So let's all just try to be kind to anyone who's out there uploading content on YouTube or any other platform. You don't know what they're going through. They're human beings just like you and me. Now, I will continue to work on how I communicate with my sister. And this was just a vague explanation. Right now, I cannot get into the things that make me speak to my sister a certain way because I first have to get consent from her. There are things about her life that she might not be comfortable with me sharing, so I cannot go into detail about the things that we fight about the things that make me feel sad for her that she's living over and over. I cannot share that right now. Hopefully in the future I can go into that. Now, if how vulnerable I have been with you has helped in any way today, please download the episode and follow me for more. I put out new episodes every Wednesday. I am growing through every experience. Hope you are too.